Well, we are technically launching today as it is, but when I held the Texas Summit back in April and then now with Florida, we have pages specifically dedicated for each state for all the participants of the event and others to work together. And we feature families from all across the country. I've been working with families all across the nation.
Anything specifically in Florida that you're doing?
Well, we're starting this event today. We'll have the videos and materials online. Every month we'll feature a different topic, a different thing that we'll share extra resources and materials. And we just want to provide a place for all the organizations and families and parties involved to work together. When there's new laws or bills coming up, we're going to let people know, hey, this is happening, you know, let your representatives know now. So we just want to be that central place they can work together.
Tell me about the genesis of this network. Is this your brainchild, or are you and a couple of people who are in similar situations?
Yeah, I actually lost my mom to a distracted driver in September of 2008 and was lucky enough to meet Secretary LaHood at the beginning, and so started working on this. And one of my fellow board members is Ely Siski from here in Florida, who lost her 13-year-old Margay just 20 days after my mom's crash. So together we've done this because we work with families all the time, and this is what we do for our therapy.
Therapy for you or therapy for...
For us, to help us make our losses so much not in vain. I mean, it is talking about it, sharing their stories and making a difference. We honor their memories, and we just don't want any other families to experience what we have from something so preventable.
There are lots of groups that do this sort of thing. What makes your group so special? Is it because you're people who have actually lost loved ones and you can give up like kind of a personal anecdote?
Yeah, that, and I stay on top of the research. I work with the researchers. I work with all the companies. My group is different just because we want to work with all the foundations, with all the organizations. We want to be the place they all communicate to work together. When families lose someone, they start a foundation. They start their own thing. We just want them to do it more collaboratively because I think we could cover a lot more ground if we just talk.
Tell me what you do. What do you do to make the situation any better?
I just share my story. I travel around the country and even sometimes internationally sharing my story and sharing what works and what doesn't. You know, law enforcement campaigns, when they say they don't work, I know they do. I've seen the places with successes. I have them come share that information. You know, the scientists, the researchers, I stay on top of it and let people know the real truths behind it. I stay on top of this 24 hours a day, and I just share that knowledge.
There seems to be two streams of intent here, one going after legislators to pass laws, and others to maybe target teens, for instance. They seem to be one of the big groups. Which area are you specializing in?
It's really both with me, and I don't like to see the focus just put on teens. The person who killed my mother was not a teen, and our teens learned how to do this behind the wheel because they grew up watching us do it. So every time I go talk to teens, I'm not as negative as a lot of people are against the teens. I don't think it's only them, and I think they're going to be a big part of the solution because after they hear these families and these stories, they get it, and they don't want to do it anymore, and they then can go convince their parents. This is an issue that there is no niche. This affects everyone. Even if you don't drive, you're a pedestrian or you're a passenger, this affects us all, so we all have to do something. It's no longer a matter of if this is going to happen to someone you love, it's when. So we have to put a stop to it.
Okay, Jennifer, thank you very much.
Thank you.